Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Well, a game that for the Golden State Warriors was meaningless in terms of the one loss part of the deal, but was meaningful in terms of getting players out there, getting some rhythm, and getting some combinations out there they wanted to see for Wednesday night. Well, the Warriors were able to start their 43rd different starting lineup of the regular season, which is amazing when you think about that number. That's over half of your games you have a different starting lineup. But they did tonight with Melton, Horford, Porzingis, Pajemski, and Steph Curry. Draymond Green basically had the night off tonight because of his lower back situation. And if it was, tweaked at all, then you might as well just say, you know what, go ahead and take the night off. What we need is for Draymond to be ready on Wednesday night, and he will be ready on Wednesday, we are told. So that's good news for Golden State. And meanwhile, Portland jumped out to a lead, and though Sacramento tried to threaten them a couple of times, the Trailblazers hung on. And so Portland will play in Phoenix, and Golden State will stay here in L.A., an extended stay here in the Southland to take on the Clippers Wednesday night. Again, 6:30 with the pregame show, 7 o'clock with a tip. Tom Tolbert is going to fly down here and join me on Wednesday night, so that's going to be a lot of fun. We had two sets of double technicals in the first half, and then Bojan Bogdanovic came off the bench tonight for the Clippers, 9 in the fourth quarter, 17 for the game, and he has not been in the rotation for the Clippers of late. But that kind of performance has to have their coaching staff say, hey, you know what, we could probably run him out there for a couple of minutes and maybe he can knock down a couple of shots for us. So that's something to keep in mind for Wednesday night. You know Mathurin's going to get shots up and score because that's what he does, but he had a good floor game tonight, 9 rebounds and 8 assists for the Clippers. Miller, who's been in their rotation at 14 and 6 assists, and Kobe Sanders off the bench with 11. Their starters, Garland's going to be a problem. He's quick. He's one of the quickest guys in the league with the ball. He can get to the rim. The Warriors have to do a good job defensively with him, and the coaching staffs will say things like, we want him to see a lot of bodies. So when he looks to drive, that the Warriors have a good help situation set up on the weak side so that he thinks twice about driving. Of course, they're going to have Kawhi Leonard. And remember, during the dynastic run of the Warriors, the only superstar they had a losing record against was Kawhi Leonard. So Kawhi's always been a matchup problem for Golden State, but the Warriors have bodies they can throw at him on Wednesday night. Hopefully they'll be able to do that. John Collins worked hard in 21 minutes. He had 18 points, 9 rebounds, and 5 fouls, so he was active on both ends of the floor. And again, his athleticism, his activity can be a problem. Jones Jr. and Dunn, they're going to be guys assigned to the Warriors, big-time scorers. I would expect Dunn to start on Steph Curry on Wednesday night. It's a matchup they've used in the past. He's an excellent defender and has size and toughness, and they're going to try to make Steph Curry's life miserable on Wednesday night. It's the Warriors' job to free him up and to give him open looks. So I think it's going to be an interesting matchup. I think these two teams are very close in terms of ability and where they are at this point of the season. Both teams have had multiple different lineup combinations over the course of the year, so it's going to be very interesting to see how these coaching staff play it, what they come up with defensively for the other team, and what their rotations look like. It's not going to be like this tonight. It's not going to be 10 or 12 guys playing on each team. You're going to see probably 8. The Warriors will probably play 9, maybe 10, because that's what Steve Kerr likes to do. But I would expect those 9 and 10 guys not getting a lot of minutes on Wednesday night because it's win or go home. We hope you're around for that. By the way, Charles Bassey came off the bench tonight for Golden State. Tied his career high with 16 in a total of 19 minutes. And he's one of those guys that maybe he's the 9 or 10 guy for Steve Kerr on Wednesday night, and maybe he's the guy that they kind of look at and say, hey, you know what, we'll put him out there for a minute or two against the backup unit for the Clippers, and maybe his size can give them some problems. So that's something the Warriors will have to be aware of.